Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. mTOR. Sounds like the name of a villain in a Marvel comic movie, doesn't it? Well, anyhow, mTOR is an enzyme involved in many processes in the body, mostly with cell growth. In our living bodies, cells across many of our systems, like the immunity system and white blood cells and cells in our nervous system, they all undergo breakdown and repair, and new cells of whatever body system are being made or replicating, as well as needing to be cleaned up. In the nervous system, it's called pruning when neurons are cut back a bit if they're over-responding. The body's cells are going through the birth and death cycles, basically, as we are living our lives. We really do, however, want a balance of growth, not too much, and in the proper balance with processes like repair of the cells and things like that pruning business. So, back to the mTOR enzyme. This is being studied now as an important process of regulation of the body's cells across the various systems. If you exercise, first the muscles get stressed intensely, and there's even a bit of breakdown of the muscle fibers. But then in response to this, our real goal to build up muscle can then happen, and mTOR is involved in the signaling for this to happen. If one has too much building without the proper pruning, problems can arise, which is what happens if mTOR is turned on too much. This actually happens if a person eats too much protein. Yeah, just that simple thing can create an imbalance. And mTOR is a system we can study to show the dangers of overeating and the benefits of, well, not eating as much. So far, I don't believe the research declares everyone should become a vegetarian, but to at least consider that 12-ounce steaks or even 10 ounces of fish at a meal might not be the best choice for all the time. We may find that 4 ounces of meat a day is okay, but the research is not there yet to be so specific. As far as real disease goes, this enzyme does appear to be overactivated in a number of cancers, including breast, prostate, and melanoma. Also, two nervous system diseases, autism and Alzheimer's, also suggest overactivity of mTOR enzyme. Right now, there are some cancer therapies, two medicines that target mTOR to reduce its expression in treating pancreatic, breast, and renal cancers. Now, berberine, a bitter natural compound found in plant medicines such as golden seal, has shown evidence of blocking this enzyme. Possibly as well, green tea and turmeric could potentially show anti-cancer action by blocking mTOR. And if that's the case, could be used as a general anti-aging tonic, in a sense. mTOR suppression may be one of the mechanisms as to how intermittent fasting works to extend life. The practice of eating during a narrower window of the day, in effect cutting down to only 2 instead of 3 meals a day, as a healthy practice. As one example, there's evidence this intermittent fasting could help prevent illnesses such as diabetes. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.